This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Wednesday, March 25th. The quarterly Hogs and Pigs report will be released tomorrow after futures markets have closed. The first day the market will be able to react to the report is Friday, and supply expectations should be priced in by next week. Analysts' estimates ahead of the report became publicly available earlier this week, and generally they are expecting more hogs and pigs in the marketplace compared to last year. Average estimates in all categories except for kept for breeding are estimated above a year ago. While there may be some pre-positioning activity taking place, no one wants to make any sudden moves ahead of the report, even though there is a fair amount of speculation regarding futures impacts of PRRS and PEDV on supplies further into the summer. Today's actual slaughter and pork production levels, however, suggest no shortages have yet materialized and can be a reason for the pressure on futures. Both hog slaughter and pork production is trending above last year. Cash and futures are not low in a relative sense, though, and that support is a function of tight supply to a relative degree, but ongoing strength in demand also plays a large role. The authors of the Daily Livestock Report suggest that the high feeder pig price may be a function of tight supplies, but they also argue it could be due to low feed costs and good margins incenting producers to chase pigs. Either could be true, and it's likely a combination of both. In any case, the report will be released tomorrow, and the market will react one way or another on Friday.